Welcome to Hope Is Here. This is a very, very special program as this is our one-year anniversary. Can't believe that 1 year is already here, but as my grandparents used to tell me when I was a little kid, and I would spend a week with them each summer, my mom's parents, Lillian and Nathan Long, up in Kirksville, Kentucky. They would hear them talk about, you know, time just flies. And of course, as a 9, 10, 11-year-old kid, I thought, no, it doesn't. And yet, I will apologize to him when I get to see them in heaven someday. They were right. Time does fly, and I am just so thankful that we've made it a year, just stepped out in faith and started this nonprofit, this ministry, based mainly around this radio program, which now with the podcast has opened doors to meet with individuals one-on-one to provide hope, also to speak to numerous groups all throughout Central Kentucky. And we base this ministry, Hope Is Here, off of Romans chapter 15, verse 13. It says, I pray that God, the source of hope, will fill you completely with joy and peace because you trust in Him. Then you will overflow with confident hope through the power of the Holy Spirit. Love that verse, that God is our source of hope. He alone will fill you completely with joy and peace. Anybody need that today? As we get stressed a lot as the December is upon us and the holiday season's the best of times, but it can also be the worst of times of just overbooked schedules, financial stress, trying to provide gifts for people we love, the loneliness of missing a loved one that it's going to be our first Christmas without them, or the second one, or it could be the fifth one, yet there's just a hole in our hearts that misses that person, and we're still trying to get used to the new normal. But I love that it says that as we trust in God, though, we can overflow with confident hope through the power of the Holy Spirit. And I just want to remind you today to cry out to God and ask Him to help you and give you hope. That's why we started this ministry, so we could let people know that there's always hope because of Jesus that it talks about in Romans 15, verse 13. That's the New Living Translation version. I would encourage you maybe to write that on a post-it note and place it in areas that you will see, like in the first thing in the morning, maybe the bathroom mirror, I've done that before, on your refrigerator, in the dashboard of your car, in your cubicle at work, in your wallet when you open it up. I've done that before with certain verses when I've been in a challenging season of life. You know, in John chapter 10, verse 10, Jesus warned us that the thief only comes to steal and to kill and destroy. But in the next breath, Jesus said, I have come so that you may have life and have it to the full. And unfortunately, you know, I've watched and allowed the enemy, Satan, to steal and kill and almost destroy my life in a very challenging season about 20 years ago when I lost my business because of a flood and my wife left me and I lost my home because I'd used it as collateral for the business loan. And the enemy almost took me under as I lost those three big things in my life, my business, my marriage, and my home. However, the good news is my faith in Jesus became real and personal through this extremely painful season in my life. And I would read my Bible at night because I was seeing a good Christian counselor, and they encouraged me to read the book of Psalms each night as I went to bed, just read however long I could before I fell asleep. And as I read that book of Psalms each night, there's over 100 chapters in the book of Psalms, I cried myself to sleep many, many nights. And one of the verses that, if I had to list 10 verses, and in fact, I want to encourage you today, what are your 10 verses, your life verses that give you hope? I talked yesterday about Romans 8:28, Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6. It says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge God, and He will direct your paths. He will make them straight. Well, one of the Psalms that became one of my top 10 life verses, still to this day, almost 20 years later, was Psalm 28:7. And it says, the Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusts in you, Lord, and I am helped. That verse helped me so much because it took everything I had just to get out of bed in the mornings, go to a job that I just could barely function. But I had that Bible verse written out and post-it notes all over the place. And just it really did help me. The Lord was my strength through that season. And He became my protector. You know, it says He is my strength and my shield. It means He's your protector, shield. My heart trusts in you, Lord, and I am helped. And I'm so thankful that I can tell you 20 years later, That is still true. And that's why we do this. You know, there used to be an old song we used to sing when I was a kid. I grew up in the Baptist church back in the 70s, and it was called "On Christ a Solid Rock I Stand. All other ground is sinking sand. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness." And I love that song. And it really, really just spoke to me and blessed me then. As I was preparing today to talk to you on our one-year anniversary, I thought, man, that's what it is. Really, I've been on sinking sand, a flood. And I found out when all God I had was God, God was all I need. And I'm just thankful that God would choose me to help give people a hope over a year now, letting them know that because of Jesus, there is always hope. There's many times, you know, during that challenging season of life that I did just want to quit. And I can truly say to you today that half the battle in life is just showing up. Showing up at a job, whether you like it or not. Showing up at church on Sunday mornings, even though you think nobody cares, or you don't like the music, or you don't like whoever might be preaching that morning. Half the battle is just showing up. So I want to encourage you to show up in the right places. You'll be amazed what God can do if you just show up. And I want to remind you, Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8 says, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And I want to encourage you today, put your hope in Jesus, not your marriage. You may be single, so you know, you're like, well, I don't have to worry about that. But friends, I know people that are in marriages, they're not alone, but they're lonely. Okay, a lot of miserable marriages out there. You know, don't put your faith, your hope in your children. Some people try to live through their kids, your grandchildren. Not in your job, not in your bank account, whether it's great or small. Not in your 401k, as we know, we've seen over the last 20 years how those 401ks can just dissipate quickly and become a 101k quickly. Don't put your hope in your health. It could be great one day, the next day you know you start feeling bad and you get a doctor's report and unfortunately get to hear those just gut-wrenching words, I'm sorry, but it's cancer. Don't put your hope in your friends even. You know, friends will let you down. You know, we people are human. They do the best they can. One of the greatest challenges for me as a follower of Jesus, and I'm a bivocational pastor, but is that I let people down because there's always something to do in ministry and there's always hurting people. Friends, don't put your hope in your church. It's in Jesus. There are a lot of great churches out there, but don't put your hope in your church. Our only true hope is in Jesus. You know, as I reflect on 2018, and we started on December 4th of 2017, there was a lot of suicide deaths in 2018. Some of them people that, if you looked at them on the outside, you think, man, they've got everything you could want. Designer Kate Spade and the globe-trotting chef and TV host Anthony Bourdain this past June were tragic reminders of a troubling trend unfolding in the United States, as they both committed suicide in this past June. Unfortunately, in statistics just released here in December by the Center for Disease Control and Prevention that revealed over the past 16 years, the suicide rate has increased 30% in the United States. I mean, I had to read that twice when I read that earlier. I thought, that can't be right. And I looked it up online to confirm it two or three different places, and it was 30% in the past 16 years in the United States. An even more alarming statistic to me out of that was the rate of suicide among women. It's increased 50% over the past 16 years here in the United States. Friends, there's a lot of hurting people out there. And I want to encourage you, man, to extend grace to people. You know, there's no saying, people don't care how much you know till they know how much you care. And a lot of us as followers of Jesus have been extending a lot of grace. I know yours truly has. And I want to encourage you today maybe to extend grace to a coworker, a family member, a neighbor, somebody at your church that, you know, maybe logically they don't deserve it. But because as a follower of Jesus, you need to extend it because Jesus said he came full of grace and truth. We're really good about the truth side of things, but so many times we're not so good on the extending grace part. I want to encourage you to be a person of grace to help extend hope to somebody today. Did you know that suicide is now the second leading cause of death for all Americans from ages 10 to 34? Friends, this absolutely breaks the heart of God and is exactly what Jesus warned us about in John 10:10 that I talked about earlier, how the enemy comes to steal and kill and destroy. That's when he definitely destroys us, when somebody takes their own life prematurely. You know, I've had a personal example in the past few months where some friends of mine that I just met back in May, they become really good friends now because we've done a lot of life together and I consider them close friends. But their son at the age of 16, with no warning signs whatsoever, decided to end his life. And man, I've sat with them through some lunches and just time in the afternoons after church, and we have wept together just over, just it's been over 2 years, and yet it seems like it's yesterday for them. And they're trying to function still as a mom and dad because they have another teenage son, and yet things are just not the same. There's a hole in their hearts that they'll just never understand. And this side of heaven, a lot of things we won't. But I want you to know there's a lot of hurting people out there, and that's why we started Hope Is Here, because a friend of mine at the age of 37 last August in 2017 decided his life wasn't worth living, and after dropping off his precious daughters 5 and 7, instead of going to his good job at Toyota where he had been for over 10 years, he went home, parked his car in the garage, and took his own life. And I couldn't get his daughters, his precious little girls 5 and 7, out of my mind. Bill Hybels wrote a book called Holy Discontent, when there's just something you can't get out of your mind and heart and God tells you to do something. And God opened the door through Benson Gregory, the general manager here at WJMM and Christian Radio and WCGW 93.3 FM, 770 AM to do this program. But it all started because I had a failure in radio about a year before that when I did a sports talk show for 3 years. And just never could get it off the ground, even though God blessed me with a lot of guests and I worked extremely hard. But friends, I got good news today. God never wastes a hurt. And that's what's prepared me now to do Hope Is Here over the past 12 months. And we've heard incredible stories of hope from people because of their faith, and they have chosen to persevere. They've inspired me and thousands of others. It is just mind-boggling and just humbling to me when Susan Coates, who has been such a blessing and works with me behind the scenes on Hope Is Here and a great teammate, told me right before we recorded that we have almost 12,000 podcasts downloaded in this first year. We've got listeners in 33 different states, 6 foreign countries in this first 12 months of Hope Is Here. Additionally, we were blessed with being on a second time each day, not just at lunchtime, 12:45 Monday through Friday. We also started in June being on the mornings from 8:15 to 8:30. Then we added on a station in Cynthiana. Somebody stepped up to help provide financial resources for that. And that's where I really grew my most, grew hope the most in my life 15 years ago. So as we wrap up this program, I just want to say thank you to Benson Gregory for giving me this opportunity. I want to thank O.C. James for being the first person to believe in the vision that God placed in my heart to start Hope Is Here. Beverly Clements with CMI Consulting for being a provider, an encourager, and a prayer partner. Good friends, Ben, Kathy, Papania, and Virginia. Susan Coates, I've talked about. She's been a tremendous blessing. Tom Bohannon, who in Dallas, Texas, has been one of my biggest encouragers. And my board members, Phil Scheibel and Kim Puckett. Last but not least, there's a handful of people who support this ministry with a regular monthly donation. Thank you from the bottom of my heart. And want to ask you if you would like to help us expand this ministry and continue to provide hope. Go to our website, hopeishere.today. That's hopeishere.today. You can give online. It's a secure donation. Or if you're like me and kind of old school, like to write checks, the mailing address there is on our homepage of our website, hopeishere.today, and you can mail that there. And I really believe, as my friend Kevin Clark says, the best is yet to come, and I can't wait for the start of the second year of Hope Is Here. And I close today with Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20. Thanks be to God, who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us. I'm Greg Horn, and this is Hope Is Here.